Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lindsay Williams. Good morning, Lindsay. We haven't talked to you in some time. Tell us what is, in your opinion, is going on today.
Dr. Stan, it is always such a privilege to be with you on Radio Liberty because you are the only person that ever personally talked with one of my elite friends by way of telephone a number of years ago, and every time I go on the air with you, I'm reminded of the fact that you personally knew who that person was and can verify the fact that it actually took place. So, Dr. Stan, it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, I wanted to find out if the original Mr. X was really real, and it was a fascinating conversation, and we've enjoyed our time with you in the intervening years. But tell us, what do you hear from the current Mr. X about what's going on? What about the danger of the expansion of the war over in Syria? And so give us your thoughts on what's transpiring. What about the economy here in the United States? They tell us that things are getting better. The unemployment rate is dropping, and yet there are more and more people who aren't working. There's no way that those two things could be true, and yet they are. They're juggling the figures. They're distorting our reality. What's your take on what's really going on?
Well, the elite made one of the most dynamic and important statements just recently that they've ever made in all the years that I've been talking with them. Most of the listeners out in your program, but I'm sure we have some new ones this morning, know that many years ago I was actually invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain, and for a three-year period, I did. I sat across the dinner table from and in the board meetings with the people that usually you only hear about but never get to meet, and it was by the providence of God that I did. Got to know some of those people rather personally back in those days and have kept in touch with them over the past 38 years. They today are in their 70s and 80s, yet they know everything that goes on behind closed doors, and there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. If you ever doubted that, please don't ever doubt it again. I literally live with them. I know that they exist, and I heard them talk about it. They have just made two of the most startling and important speeches, or I should say statements, that they have ever made in the years I've known them. Let me try to explain how this happened. Recently, I was on the phone with my elite friend, and Dr. Stan, you know who that person is. In the course of a conversation that I had had with another elite friend, he had said some things that to me were so important for the entire world to know it. Until after I finished the conversation, I actually contacted the gentleman whom you talked with on the phone that day, Dr. Stan. I contacted him by email, and I said, what I have just heard from this particular person, I said, is it true? And he emailed me back and said, Chaplain, everything that you have just heard is true. That's what.
Go ahead, Lindsay. Lindsay, are you there?
We just lost Lindsay.
Oh, well, we'll hope that he'll call right back in again, because I'm anxious to know what is going on. And Lindsay, really, through the years, has gotten information to us, and it's really been fascinating. It's given us an opportunity to anticipate some of the things that are happening. When I first got started with this, it was 2008, and price of oil was going up. It was about $140 a barrel. We all anticipated it was going to go to $200 a barrel. And after Lindsay had talked to this gentleman, the gentleman told him, Lindsay, the price is going to fall. And the price did fall, and it was the most amazing thing, fell to about $35 a barrel. And then, of course, it did come back again. And so many of the things that this gentleman had told Lindsay during that era came to pass, which we never would have thought it, but of course it just shows the degree of control that exists over everything by this small group of people who run the world. Lindsay, go right ahead. What were you told?
Well, Dr. Stan, we lost telephone contact there, so thank you. He said to me, Chaplain, everything that you were just told by this individual, by the way, I've been put in touch with the second individual that gives me information along with the gentleman you know, and he said, everything that you heard is true. So please, you must take down names, dates, places, and go and look this up for yourself. Let me explain why this is so important, and more so important than anything I have ever given that the elite have told me. When I lived with the elite of the world back years ago, during that three-year period, I learned some things that the average person doesn't know about them. One of them being they do have a code of ethics, the elite do. Believe it or not, it's not the same code of ethics that Dr. Stan holds or that I hold or that the Bible has, but they do have a certain code of ethics. And one of the facets of that code of ethics is they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. I don't know, maybe it soothes their conscience, I'm not quite sure, but they do. And they have just told you what I consider to be the most important statement that the elite have ever made and told me where to go. So when I contacted the elite friend of mine, he said, Chaplain, I want you to go here. Now, they have done this before. This is not the first time this has ever happened. He said, Chaplain, I want you to go to this particular place, and I want you to read this article and this speech. I want you to listen to it. And when you do, pick out the buzzwords. And basically he was saying, get back in touch with me and I'll tell you if you're interpreting it correctly. And he said, you will know exactly what's about to happen. Folks, did you catch this? Exactly what is about to happen. You have just been given it right from the elite. And here it is. Please write the date down. The date is April the 2nd, 2013. The place, the New York Times. After this program today with Dr. Stan, please go to these places and read this or listen to this for yourself. You want to go on the Internet to David Stockman Warnes out of the New York Times on April the 2nd of 2013. Now, David Stockman was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan during his administration. And David Stockman is one of the most respected names in the financial world today.
Hold on, Bob. Hold the thoughts. In fact, I just got David's latest book yesterday. We'll be right with you in just a moment here at the American Food Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Progress isn't about where you've been. It's about where you're going. And the 2013 Ram 1500 gets you there with best-in-class 25 miles per gallon and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. This is a truck that critics have named 2013 North American Truck of the Year, Four-Wheeler Pickup Truck of the Year, and the Truck of Texas. It's the fastest-growing truck brand in America. Guts. Glory. Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew and Quad Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class. EPA estimated 25 highway MPG based on Ram V6 4x2. Based on Experian automotive registration data from 2010 to 2012. See dealer for a copy of powertrain limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 6/3.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Lindsay, you're about to tell us what Mr. X had told you, so go right ahead. And then, of course, this article in the New York Times by David Stockman, and what does it say?
I cannot stress enough the importance of the two different places that my elite friend said, Chaplain, you've got to go here and see what is about to happen. I don't know how to say enough, folks. You must listen to what the elite have told you. You know, oftentimes I come on your show, Dr. Stan, and I say, I've just heard my elite friend say this. I'll say that. This time you not only take my word for it, that he just said it, I'm telling you where to go to read it so that you can see for yourself exactly what they have in store for you. And if you will take action now, you can save yourself great heartache. Here it is, the first place he said to go. He said, Chaplain, go here, April the 2nd, 2013, New York Times, and whenever you Google in, go David Stockman Warns, and you will find it. I'm going to read the sections that I was told to look at, and then I will point out the buzzwords to you. The buzzwords, of course, let me try to explain. When the elite, when I lived with them and found out that they have a code of ethics, and part of it is they must tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They do it in what they used to classify as buzzwords. Those are expressions that tell you everything that you're about to experience. And I'll point out the buzzwords. Here we go. I'm going to quote it right from David Stockman's article, which you can read for yourself in the New York Times. Stockman wrote that the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash, even while Main Street economy remains weak. The combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. This sentence, or sentences, two of them, and the one word, unsustainable, that means it cannot continue. The elite are trying to tell you that they're about to do something. It is the present program cannot be continued. They're going to stop it. And I'm going to tell you in a moment what they're going to stop. This is so important, people. They're going to stop something that they're doing right now. And in turn, they're going to do something else. And when they stop it, it's going to drastically affect every household in America and probably around the world. Now, that word unsustainable is not new. You've heard other people in government use that same word recently. But the next statement is the one that is so dynamic that relates back to that word unsustainable. Listen to it. I quote, when it bursts, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the bank got in 2008. Oh, my goodness. That statement should stand out on a page. It should be a red flashing light to you. First, the elite have said, through David Stockman's article, and by the way, please, they are telling you this. Listen, through David Stockman's article in the New York Times. A liberal newspaper, yes, but they're telling you what they're going to do. He says it's unsustainable. He says, secondly, he didn't say if it burst. He didn't say maybe it's going to burst. He didn't say it possibly could burst. David Stockman said when it burst. This is it's time. I'll try to interpret this for you. The elite are working toward a date right now for the collapse of all the currencies. I've been told this. They have not given me the date yet. I will know the date, please. Dr. Stan, if I ever called you up on the phone or I emailed you and I say, Dr. Stan, I have just been to hold the date when all this is going to happen, please. It will be so important. And I will. I promised the world that I would do that. Now, David Stockman says the present program is unsustainable, and he said when it bursts, it's going to. Not this month, please. I'll tell you when it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen this month. It's not going to happen next month. It's probably not going to happen through the summertime. You have a number of months before it's going to happen. Don't let down your guard. David Stockman, the elite, are warning you. He said when it bursts. Now, when it bursts, what's going to happen? Please catch this. There will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. Let me go back and point this out. In 2008, it was the last of the administration of George Herbert Bush, our previous president. And the elite said basically to the Congress of the United States of America, the entire banking system of the world is going to collapse if you don't do something, if you don't give us trillions of dollars immediately out of thin air. But they said, if you don't initiate quantitative easing one, the whole financial system of the world will collapse. And it would. Please believe me. It would have happened. It wasn't time yet. The elite didn't want it to take place yet. But that was a number of years ago. Why? They are creating massive debt everywhere in order to do what they want to do before they let it burst. Now, David Stockman says it's about to burst. And he says when it is, there will be no more quantitative easing one. They will not bail the banks out this time. Did you catch this? This is so important. You know, they've kept bailing us out, bailing us out, bailing us out. They are not going to bail the banks out this time. There will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. The elite have just told you what they are going to do. I hope you're catching it. Folks, if you've got it in paper, you're going to lose it. That basically, if I could put it in simple terms, if it is written on a piece of paper, it is worth the paper it's written on. And Stockman says there'll be no more quantitative easing one, two, or three. Whenever they get ready to let it burst this time, it is going to happen, and they will not bail them out because it'll be time for the elite to. Are you catching this also? I was told about a year and a half ago that the elite, when they get ready to allow the currencies of the world to collapse, they aren't ready yet, but when they get ready, some months from now, they will use the derivative market, which was created back about 40 years ago, this phony method of Las Vegas gambling style for the bankers, sophisticated, they will use the derivative market to do it. And David Stockman says here, when it bursts, that's exactly what he's talking about, is when the derivative market collapses. He said the Federal Reserve will not come to the rescue of our banking institutions again. Instead, he said, are you ready? The next statement, I have looked for it for years. I have wondered if they would ever give it to us. They did, and it's right here. I have had many, many people, I guess thousands of people over my years of knowing these elite, that have said to me, Chaplain, what is the next great financial crisis going to be like? Is it going to be like 1929 through 1933 and the Depression? And I've always had to say, I'm sorry, I don't know what it's going to be like. Because the world is different now than what it was in 1929 when we had the Great Depression. Well, you finally have it. Please. You have, for the first time, and I have, for the first time ever, we have just been given a definition of the next great financial crisis that the elite will create as they created the Great Depression in 1929 through 1933. They did create it back then. Dr. Stan has written about it. It's in his many times in the Brotherhood of Darkness and all what they've done. Now, for the first time ever, you have before you in writing from the elite a definition of the next great financial crisis. I'm going to read it verbatim right now. Please go to the New York Times, do Google in David Stockman Warren's, and here is the definition of the next great financial. I've never had this before. Here it is. Quote, instead, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and violent political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. You never have to wonder again what it's going to be like. They have told you. Now, you'll have to really concentrate on those words. And when you do, you will see exactly what's going to happen. Now, don't lose sleep over this. You cannot get worried over what I'm saying. Let it be a great encouragement to you that they have actually given you the buzzwords of the definition of what you're going to face. This is marvelous to me that they have told you what is about to happen. Because keep in mind that many people in the time of the Great Depression in 1929 through 1933, many people made great fortunes. Not everybody stood in a soup line. Because they knew something was going to happen, they set things in order financially, and they could buy things for pennies on the dollar when the banks closed and other people couldn't get their money. They were desperate, and those who knew what was going to happen oftentimes made great fortunes that they have just told you. And I feel so honored just to be here today to even say what they're about to do. They have just told you what's going to happen. Let me read it again and try your best if you can to digest this. Instead, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and violent political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. Now, why are they doing this? Persons called in the other day on a radio show where we had call-ins, and he said, Chaplain, you live with the elite? I said, yes, for 3 years. He said, you got to know them pretty good. I said, yes. On their oil field, they weren't coming to my church. I was in their environment. He said, you have oftentimes said that most of them live in the United States of America. I said, that's correct. Very few that I met lived abroad. And he said, why would they destroy their own country? What a statement. What a question. And I had an answer because since I lived with them, I knew. I said, they are not destroying America. I hope you catch this, people. I know from the definition that the elite have just given you in the New York Times, I'm sure many of you would say, oh, my goodness, they're going to utterly destroy them. No, they aren't. Quite to the contrary. The elite are not destroying America, even though it would appear to the average person with what's going to happen to you and your finances, it would appear that they're destroying America. They aren't. They are taking over America. I hope you catch this. They want everything in America to get to the point that every state, every county, every city, and you've heard cities going bankrupt on a regular basis. Detroit is right on the verge of some catastrophic event as far as bankruptcy is concerned. California has a number of cities that already declared bankruptcy. They want every country in the world, every city, every state, every county, every person to be in such forced debt, and they're forcing it on you right now. You're without jobs. They've moved our industry to China and India and Mexico to force debt on you. They want debt to be so horrible and so terrific that you will be begging. Your family, children will be crying for food, and you'll be begging for enough money to put fuel in your gas tank whenever the dollar loses its purchasing power to the point that they've accomplished what they want. They have intentionally held off on the collapse of the currencies of the world since the last few months of the administration of George Bush for the purpose of creating massive debt in the entire world so that the world will be in such a state that they will say, please, give us a new currency. We beg of you, get us out of this mess. We'll give up our Constitution. We'll give up anything. Just get us out of the mess we're in. This is the state they want you in, and they are in the process of creating it right now so that they can bring about a collapse of the currencies of the world using the derivative market to do it when they're ready to do it. And they just, for the first time the elite did, gave you and me a definition of what it's going to be like. And they, my elite friend said to me, Chaplain, go to this place and you will find out exactly what's about to happen. And I have just given you their words, their buzzwords, as to what they are going to bring to pass in order to create what they want. Then they will bring all of the world out of the mess it's in. They'll step in and say, we've got a new currency, we've got a new constitution, we've got a one world government, the new world order, and they will bring the world out of the mess it's in under their auspices, and this is what it's all about. And this is a definition they've just given you. I don't think they're going to succeed. Let me state very emphatically, I believe that what just happened when our president said after Sandy Hook that he was going to initiate, well, I hear the music, Dr. Stan.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Lindsay Williams.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survived, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay has said that the elite have referred him to David Stockman's article on the 2nd of April in the New York Times. I remember reading that And, of course, it is, of course, prophesying and telling us the whole world economic system is going to collapse. Our currency is going to collapse. And of course, our banking system is going to go down. And the government is not going to intervene again as they did in 2008 to rescue the banking system. So basically, of course, people who are involved with the dollar are going to be in terrible, terrible problem. And most people are. Their pensions, their life savings are in bonds and certainly in stocks and insurance policies. And anyway, we're going to be seeing very, very difficult financial times. Lindsay, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they get in touch with you and get your information?
Well, Dr. Stan, after I had talked with my elite friend and then contacted the second individual, I said I must tell the world. I have no choice. It's my moral obligation. I went in studio, and now this is just days ago. This is brand new. I went in studio before the cameras and professionally produced a new DVD series. It's entitled New Signs the Elite Have Just Given Me. And this is just done. This only came out a week ago. New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. Please call our toll-free number. It's an hour and 30 minutes long. It is a DVD that you watch on your television there in your home. Please, it's 888-799-6111, toll-free, or you can go on the web after the program today, if you will, to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free, 888-799-6111. The new signs the elite have just given me. Now, I'm just covering the basics this morning. I only have, well, by the time you put in commercials, about 40 minutes here. But an hour and 30 minutes, I tell what they told me to do. You can protect yourself. You do not have to suffer through this. You can make preparations now. Okay, there is a second place that the elite told me to go. Are you ready? Oh, folks, this is so important. I can't stress enough, please. The second place they told me to go, first one was David Stockman in the New York Times. And then he said, Chaplain, go to April the 5th, 2013. Now, they said, go to this and look, and you will see what is about to take place. I'm warning you, please listen. April the 5th, 2013, the place is the Export-Import Bank Conference. The speaker was Vice President Joe Biden. And Joe Biden had written into his speech, you can listen to the entire speech, I'm only going to point out possibly four or five expressions in his speech to you, which I have already gone back and picked these out as buzzwords. But you go and listen to the entire speech, I beg of you. You'll have to digest it over a period of time. Again, April the 5th, 2013, Export-Import Bank Conference, Vice President Joe Biden. All right, I will give you the buzzwords. Here they are right here. Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of a new world order. Now, that's nothing new. You say, Chaplain, you're not telling me anything I didn't know. That's exactly right. You heard Daddy Bush say that many years ago. It's the next three expressions that are so important. It's almost unimaginable that the elite have given you this. The second expression. Joe Biden called for the creation of new financial institutions. Please note those three words, new financial institutions. What is a bank? A bank's an institution. What did David Stockman say is going to happen? They're not going to bail them out. You did get that a moment ago in David Stockman's articles. He said when it bursts, there will be no new round of bailouts like it was in 2008. You see, the elite are telling both of these men what to say. And both of them are voicing the same thing, and they're putting it in. One will say one thing, another will give you more. He said, no new, we've got to have new financial institutions. The present ones will collapse. You've got to get out of paper, people. Please, I beg of you. If it's written on paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. One of my elite friends said to me one day when we were on the phone, oh, he didn't say something, he asked a question. He said, Chaplain, how much money do you have in the bank? and I wasn't about to answer him the question over the telephone. And finally, he saw that I wasn't going to answer, and he said, let me rephrase that. He said, can you afford to lose what you have in the bank? And I said, not on your life. He said, then, Chaplain, you've got to get out of it. He said, if it is in a bank account, if it's on paper, if it's a 401k, if it's an IRA, if it's gold stocks written on paper, he said, I don't care what it is. He said, you never want to have anything that you can't afford to lose if it's in paper. I hope you caught this. If you cannot afford to lose it, it should not be in paper, because Vice President Joe Biden said that he wants the creation of new financial institutions, which will be under the auspices of the New World Order. They want to bring in a new currency. They will eventually. It'll be backed by gold and silver. Oh, please. If you have cashed in your gold and silver, you made a horrible mistake. I hope you didn't. I hope you're waiting it out. Gold's going back up like a rocket at some point, because they've got to use it in order to back the new currency they want. Okay, we're giving out of time here. Let me go on with the next two expressions that are so vital and that you've got to make preparation for. Number one, new financial institutions. Number two, Joe Biden called for the creation of updated global rules. If ever you heard anything, you've got to hear that statement. Updated global rules. What is the rule of law in the United States of America? What is the supreme law of the land in the United States of America? It's the Constitution of the United States. It states it right in there, that it is the supreme law of the land. The Supreme Court cannot rule contrary to the Constitution legally. You know, they might try, but they can't. Congress can't pass any law contrary to the Constitution. Nobody in America can do anything contrary to the Constitution. It is the supreme law of the land. And Joe Biden, who has the audacity to state in a speech before the Export-Import Bank that he wants to do away with the Constitution of the United States of America.
Have to understand there is a subversive movement that wants to destroy our country. Joe Biden swore an oath to uphold our Constitution. He doesn't believe in that. That oath means absolutely nothing to him. He's part of this subversive movement, and these people should be arrested and tried and convicted and sent to prison. They are using their positions of power to destroy the very nation that they've sworn to protect. Go right ahead.
Joe Biden had the audacity to place his hand on a Bible and be sworn in as vice president and state that he would uphold the Constitution and abide by the Constitution of the United States of America. The statement that Vice President Joe Biden made before the Export-Import Bank are words that should bring impeachment to this man. He stated, and he had to state it.
Hold the thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in just a moment here. But ladies and gentlemen, the subversives are in control. Are you concerned?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Lindsay Williams, and he's referring to the article written by, or delivered, speech given by Joe Biden, Vice President, to the Export-Import Bank on the 5th of April, talking about the necessity of a one-world government or a new world order. And basically, this is a subversive movement. Joe Biden's part of it, and is the Obama administration, as is the leaders of the Republican Party. Both Republican and Democrat leaders have been taken over by people who are dedicated to this idea of a one-world government. And that's why we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world. That's why, certainly, we are over there financing the overthrow of Syria. We've already toppled the governments of Egypt and Libya and Tunisia and Turkey and Lebanon. And now we're in the process of overthrowing Syria. And, of course, eventually we will, down the line, I'm certain, mobilize them all behind the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for a terrible war to unite the world behind, of course, this subversive movement. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
On yesterday, Dr. Stan and everyone out there in the listening audience today at Radio Liberty and American Freedom Network, on yesterday I received a very unusual email. Yesterday, yeah, the 13th or the 14th of May. And of all things, it was from the wife of my elite friend. Now, our families know each other. And I received an email from her, the wife. And in the email, there were some indications that were very unique. It basically let me know that the elite are scared. That's right. They are very concerned that so many Americans are waking up. And as a result, I think they probably will somewhat advance their program. That could be good and it could be bad. But they are very concerned. Now, I want to give you the final statement. Of course, you remember the statements now that Joe Biden made. Number one, he said a new world order. Number two, which is nothing new. Then he said new financial institutions that let the banks fail. You've got to get your paper out as quick as you can, nothing except what you can afford to lose. Third, he said updated global rules. They want to do away with America's Constitution and want you to be willing to give it up. And then the last one, a level playing field. I hope you got those words, a level. That means they don't want any nation to be more prosperous than another. They want to bring America down to the level of Mexico. They want to bring Mexico up to the level of America. They want to bring third world countries and all the other countries of the world to a level playing field was the exact words of Vice President Joe Biden in his speech. Now, these are the things that were given to me, and please, let me try to say at this point, as much as I can out of my heart, I don't think that the elite are going to succeed. And I'll tell you why. I have received a number of emails lately from my elite friend, and of course, Dr. Stan, you know who he is. And in the emails, they have indicated something that they didn't expect. There were two things they didn't expect. Number one, they did not expect the American people to react the way they did after the President of the United States of America, after the Sandy Hook ordeal where those children were killed in that school by that weirdo who did what he did they did not expect when the president said that he wanted to put through legislation to limit guns in America. The president became the greatest salesman of firearms and ammunition of any president that has ever been president of the United States of America. They did not expect that. They expected the American people to roll over and take it and to be touched by what happened at that event. Instead, the Americans wiped out the gun stores. They wiped out the ammunition. You can't get it. We went to Walmart the other day. My son left a skeet shoot. And we tried to buy some shotgun shells. The man laughed at me. I went there in the middle of the afternoon. And he said, you'll have to come at 7 o'clock in the morning and get in line. He said, every morning when we get our ammunition, there's a line here to get it. We'd sell out everything within minutes. We could rest the rest of the day. The elite did not expect this. It caught them off guard. They know now that there is a possibility that there is one nation on the face of the earth that they may not be able to do exactly what they want to do with. They won't have any problem doing it to England. They've given up their firearms. They won't have any trouble with Canada, nor Australia, nor New Zealand. They've given up their firearms. They have a problem with the United States of America, because in America, the free spirit of this nation is more than the elite know what to do with, and I believe there is a possibility that something unusual in the way of rebellion against the plans of the elite are going to take place in America. There is a second reason why I feel that this is true. The Americans are rebelling against the health care program, which is the final straw of total control of the American people. And it's becoming more obvious by the minute that the American people aren't going to allow this to take place the way that the elite want it to happen. The elite realize that they have a problem on their hands. They've pretty well got the rest of the world exactly where they want them. I want to give you some encouragement. I believe that there is a possibility of the United States of America seeing a rebellion against the elite's plans to the point of doing something about it. Events like took place in Cyprus are going to take place in many countries of the world. I was on a radio show out of New Zealand on yesterday. And the talk show host said that the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Mr. John Key, I'll actually name him for you, the Prime Minister of New Zealand just came out within the past week and made the statement that in New Zealand there may be an event like happened in Cyprus, and he said it was good for the government. What was so significant about this is that a number of weeks ago, my elite friend said to me, he said, Chaplain, similar events to Cyprus will take place in other nations in the world, and he mentioned the nations. I'm going to give them to you right now. He said there's a possibility of a Cyprus event taking place in New Zealand, in Japan, and possibly Australia. And then I'll tell you how they're going to do it in America. I know I'm giving out of time here. I'll get it in quick. In America, the elite are talking right now. I didn't say they've finally decided, but they're talking about the possibility of going into the retirement funds of America, your 401ks, your IRAs, your federal retirement funds, your state retirement funds, your private retirement funds, and saying we need money so bad that we are going to go into these retirement funds. Like in Cyprus, they went into the bank accounts, and they're thinking of the possibility of a similar event in America whereby they go into the retirement funds. You'll have no choice. You have nothing to say about it, and pulling out your money, and they
can't do it. We're out of time, Lindsay. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a 1-hour time, a person can donate 1 unit of blood. that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed Lindsay Williams' information. I don't know if you can enjoy it, because what he is describing is a financial catastrophe here in the United States. And basically, if you read the article that Richard Haass wrote in Time Magazine last week, I think it's the 12th of May issue, get it and read it. And Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission, he speaks for the elite of the world. And talking about our current economic system, the Federal Reserve is purchasing $85 billion worth of mortgage bonds and treasury bonds every single month. His statement is, this situation is not sustainable, and the current economic system is not sustainable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. The elite are telling you that. You can read it there in that article, very revealing article. And they know that we're in problem, and whether they're doing this intentionally to create the problem, to just bring about the world government, I can't tell you. But I do know that we are going to have very real financial problems. Make your plans accordingly. And certainly, we do hope, of course, you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you the spiritual forces which motivate and energize the people who run America today. There is a conspiracy against God. That's why they took God, prayer, the Ten Commandments, Easter, Christmas, everything religious out of our schools. And then we wonder why we have a 12-year-old stabbing to death his 8-year-old sister, why we have crime rampant, why we have certainly more Americans in prison per capita than any other nation in the world. One in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. One out of every three black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole, because that's because we're fluoridating drinking water and giving them lead encephalopathy. And if you doubt that, you need to read the work by Roger Masters, that Dartmouth scientist who is a sociologist, and he goes into the background of what's happening to the blacks in America, because water fluoridation increases their level of lead in their blood much more than it does in the white people, and they have encephalopathy. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a conspiracy against the blacks. That's why, of course, they designed the AIDS epidemic to hit primarily blacks, and why in Africa today, in the areas where they circulated AIDS, 25 to 30% of the black adults are infected and they're all going to die. That's why they have the Tuskegee study in America. That's why they put the abortion clinics primarily in the black sections of town. And where's the outcry from the white Christians? Why, we're not concerned with what we're doing to our black brothers and sisters. Well, we should be, because God is going to judge us accordingly. And men and women become hostages to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, our telephone number is, if you would like to get my books, you'd get the material that we offer, 1-800-544-8927. You need to hear my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, on population control, the covert agenda, on fluoride, the hidden agenda, on Vaccines, The Specter Haunting America, they're all DVDs, and there's so much more. You can see many of them free at our website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll get them, purchase them, copy them, get them out. I mean, I do what I do because I'm trying to sound the warning and prepare people for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And hopefully many people will understand that this is a spiritual battle, that we're looking for our Lord and come into a personal relationship with Him. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back to you. God bless you, Brian. And may the Lord be with you.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a